Jerusha Eats. It's getting sweet in here on this Thursday. It's brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Serdix Liquor and Cheese Shop. Our guest started, it's been about a decade or so.
It has, yes.
Macaroons made her famous locally, but it was Food TV that helped Maddie Lou Schmitz, a breakthrough on the national stage. She has three kind of cookie sweet bakery shops throughout Minnesota, in Duluth, in Coon Rapids, and at Mall of America, and she's with us in studio today. Maddie, so good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I mean, you're already on my positive list because you brought this beautiful package of macaroons. And we said you were going to settle it for us. Is it macaroon or macaron?
I say macaroon, but people say macaron. People also call them the pretty patties from SpongeBob. So whatever you want to call them, you still taste the same.
You are definitely giving me a little bit of Ham Lake there in your accent when you say macaroon.
Yeah.
That is right. You're from the North Metro.
Yep.
How did you end up on Food TV?
So I opened my first bakery with my mom in 2015. And
how old were you?
I was 20, just freshly 20. And
were you 20 and flush with unreasonable confidence, or were you 20 and like scared out of your mind?
20 and scared out of my mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't exactly know what I was doing, but you got to wing it, right? And I got contacted by a casting producer in my Instagram messages for a show on the Food Network. And I thought it was a total scam joke at first because I didn't realize that's kind of how they found their people. And turns out it was real. And that's what kind of started my food TV scene.
The Instagram is Something Sweet Cakes.
Something Sweet Cakes. Yep. Yeah. And then we just rebooted our old one, Macaroons by Maddie Lou, for the Mall of America location.
Mall of America. You've been there before, but you have a new location in the mall, right?
Yes. We just opened last week our new location, third floor west, right next to Nordstrom Rack. We were there from 2016 to 2021. Our lease was up and we just decided to not re-sign at the time. But we got a good opportunity this time around and we ran with it. And so far, so good.
This shop is called Macaroons by Maddie Lou.
Correct.
And what's it like being at Mall of America? I mean, for you, did you grow up here in Minnesota?
I did, yeah, but on the north end of town. So didn't make my way down to the south end very often, but did go to the mall here and there. It's really different being in the mall. Obviously, there's a lot of hoops and things to jump through.
Just trying to get your stuff in there.
Exactly.
Get your staff out there. And
exactly.
All of that.
Yep. And even just to open a business there, it's far from easy.
Because you have to get, what, all the approvals or what makes it hard?
Yep, all the approvals. The mall knows what they're looking for, too. They're not just going to pick anyone or let anybody come into the mall. They kind of have a vision, and it seems like they kind of already know what they're looking for before things are presented to them.
And you, at that location, have added in, and I know a lot about this because I live in Maple Grove, where the dirty soda trend has gone bananas. You guys have dirty sodas at the mall location too?
We do, yes.
Tell everyone what, I don't know how many fans of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, because I think that's part of how this trend became nationally famous, right?
Yes. So I can't say that I have seen any of those episodes,
right,
but I did hear about it and heard about the location in Maple Grove as well. I went there. They were fantastic. I heard about the trend through the TV show and through the TikToks as well. And we just thought it would be super awesome to incorporate that into our business. And no one else in the Mall of America is doing them right now. So we were the first.
That, I think it's called, is it Sota Soda or something like that? Whatever, the Maple Grove Dirty Soda.
Yeah. Is it Sodalicious or Soda? I don't know. Something.
I think it's just Sota.
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 Okay.
S-O-T-A.
Yeah.
Sota.
Well, they're fantastic as well. So.
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy trend. Like people line up like crazy for it. And it's just, soda with cream in it, right?
And different flavorings, fruit purees, lime juice. All different kinds of flavors. Yeah. I mean, it's a fairly simple concept, but people are loving it.
When did you get interested in baking?
Gosh, it wasn't really until my senior year of high school, 2012, that I started really jumping into the baking scene. It wasn't a passion of mine growing up. I've always been artistic and liked doing pottery, painting, etc. But baking just wasn't something that was always on my radar. And I started baking just for friends and family in my parents' kitchen and went to the University of Minnesota Duluth first semester out of high school. And it was not for me. I needed to do something more hands-on. And just out of the blue, decided to tour Le Cordon Bleu and fell in love with it. And that's kind of where my journey started.
What would you look at kind of macarons, which became really, I don't know if it was, was it the mall that had you first going crazy with these, or was it your location in Coon Rapids?
The Coon Rapids location. So when we first opened in 2015, that was one of the products that we did have right off the bat. And they're very hard to make. You can't really make them when it's raining, when it's humid. The process is extremely detailed and persnickety. So being that we had a recipe that we loved, that worked out, we launched them right away when we opened the business, and people just fell in love with them.
And macaroons are like, it's like a little cookie sandwich, but
right.
The cookie is like, I don't know, you describe it for people.
It's a little bit crunchy on the outside, soft in the inside. All the shells, despite their colors, taste the same. The fillings are what brings the flavor out in each cookie. They're made with almond flour, so most are naturally gluten-free. Though we do add some gluten to a few of our flavors, such as s'mores and Oreo, just to, you know, get the flavors that we need to come out. But, yeah, they're just a delicate, fancy little cookie.
Just a fancy little cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maddie Lou Schmitz is with us. Something Sweet by Maddie Lou. Macaroons by Maddie Lou at Mall of America. For you as a young woman, now a business owner with three locations, what's been the thing that you didn't know about yourself that you've learned over these 10 years?
I've always been a go-getter, but when your entire life is on the line with your business, you know, myself and my mom, Lori, we've poured everything that we have absolutely had into this. Like, it really takes the never giving up saying to a whole new level. Like, we don't have an option. We don't have a choice but to keep pushing through, figuring out what works, figuring out what doesn't. 10 years later, we're still learning every single day. And I think that's the biggest thing is to just, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, you can't give up.
Maddie Schmitz is with us. It's hard though, isn't it? What's it is like the costing? Is it the staffing? Is it what's the hardest thing?
Well, both of those things,
yeah.
For sure. We have a fantastic crew right now. I'd say probably the best we've had in the 10 years we've been open, and I'm very, very thankful for that. So staffing right now is not an issue. Granted, we have had many issues in the past with that, but I'm thankful for
what
where we are
what
now.
What do you mean?
Oh, gosh, just the younger generation.
How old are you?
Okay,
30?
I'm 30, yes. So, yeah, I get it. But, like, even younger than me, and they're
you can
the
call
teens.
Out,
and
you can call out your own generation.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the teens, early 20s, maybe even into their early 30s, they're just different. I don't know. I grew up with parents who worked their butts off 24/7, and that's just the quality that I have as well. And so they're just different. They don't work the same.
No, I mean, I have a 17-year-old, and he would say the same thing about like his classmates.
Yeah,
that they just didn't have to work.
Yeah, I don't.
He
know.
Works at a restaurant, so
he knows. Then
he understands.
Yeah,
like if you don't show up, somebody
as long as he's the one that's on the working side.
Yeah, that's right. He better be.
He better be, yeah.
I would hear about it for sure. Let's take a break. It's 4:46. Darusha Eats. Maddie Schmitz is our guest. Something Sweet by Maddie Lou. You can visit her website. It is somethingsweetcakes.com. When we come back, I want to ask you about the bakery scene in Minnesota, because I think we have a world-class bakery scene here right now. We'll talk about some of your favorites, places you like to go as well. Darusha Eats brought to you... I'm just going to devour these cookies. This is just torture looking at these. It's brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Certix. Back in just a minute. Maddie Schmitz is with us. We were making all the controversial conversation during the break because you sell cupcakes. You do custom cakes, too.
We do, yep.
Hottest thing at weddings right now is?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. Cupcakes and dessert bars, but usually the dessert bars include cupcakes, so they're still up there with the most popular item.
Why do you think cupcakes are so hot for weddings?
I think it's the convenience factor. I think when it comes down to having to cut a massive cake for 150, 200 people, it just takes that stress off of whoever's doing it, and they're just kind of grab-and-go type desserts.
Do you think it's a cute factor, too? I mean, cupcakes are cute. It's so cute. It's going to be real good on the Snapchat and the TikTok.
Yeah, they can be bite-sized if you get the minis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just give me a slice of cake, man. Yeah. Like, cupcakes don't do it for me. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you. A traditional slice of cake, you can't beat it.
But what do you care? You're like, if the people want cupcakes, you're going to make them cupcakes.
Cupcakes are a heck of a lot easier to make than a 5-tier wedding cake covered in fondant, so I'll take it.
Would you go back on Food Network on a food competitive cooking show again?
Yeah, absolutely. It's there's been some highs. There's been some lows. There's some casting companies you want to work with. Some you don't. I've learned a lot.
The network just carries the show. It's not always.
Yeah. Different casting companies pick up different shows. And so the network doesn't really have anything to do with it. It just who wants to pick up what show. But yeah, I would totally do it again.
Did that change your life, you think?
I think it changed maybe not my life personally, but my life as a business owner, I think. It really helped put us on the map.
It gives a different kind of credibility.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's your dream? What's your dream going forward? You're in Duluth. You're in Coon Rapids. You're getting through it. Things are going good. But like, if you were to paint your dream, what would it be?
You know, if you would have asked me this 10 years ago, this was my dream. So I am now pregnant with my second child, ready to continue building my family. And I guess where I'm at now with the business is I'm just going to see where it continues to take us. If opportunities come up that we feel we can handle or we want to take on, then so be it. But yeah, we're just going to keep pushing along. And I don't know. I feel like I'm in my dream right now. I don't really know what else I would do if I didn't do this.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We always ask people their three favorites, but I only left you like 45 seconds.
I can go fast.
Give it to me fast.
Okay. Serums and Anoka wings. Best bone-in, best boneless wings. My favorite of all time. Hockey Mom Brownies food truck.
Oh,
you cannot go wrong
so
with
good.
Them. Andrew and his mom, they're great. And Toby's in Hinckley. If you're making your way up north this weekend, stop by Toby's and get a cinnamon roll. They're to die for.
Excellent. You nailed it. You nailed it. You could tell a TV pro right here. Maddie Schmitz is her name. Go see her in Coon Rapids. Something Sweet by Maddie Lou. Or in Duluth. Where are you in Duluth?
Miller Hill Mall, right outside of the food court.
And now back again at Mall of America.
Yep.
Good stuff. I always think being at the mall, it's like sort of big time, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's
the
not
freaking
easy.
Mall of America.
Yeah.
Come on. It's right in the title. Thanks, Maddie. CBS News coming up, local news too. D Rush Hour news headlines. Lots to come in hour 3 here on CCO.